This audio is brought to you by MuslimCentral.com.
Assalamualaikum warahmatullahi wabarakatuh. Alhamdulillahi rabbil alameen. You see behind me, I'm actually in the city of Nordo. It's a city where the second earthquake epicenter was. Complete destructions, you see it behind me. Subhanallah. So many people, thousands, were they lost their lives. Still there are people who are actually unaccounted for. And then you see behind me, on my left side actually, you see this white tents? This is actually what is happening. After a day or two, the people who doesn't have people to go to, they were actually displaced and are living in this. Alhamdulillah Rabbil Alameen, they're getting their meals daily. They're getting their cleaning, hygiene supplies, but they share bathroom. Let's say basic needs, alhamdulillah. But the most important thing, especially in the other place where I was, you'll see those children are so scared. And everyone you speak to, adult and child, when they describe the earthquake, I asked more than one person, and the answer was the same. It is like the Day of Judgment. It was a huge, loud, some described as a wind, some described as a thunder, and then they said that the walls start shaking and we will start moving right and left and start running for their life and took nothing with them. Reminded me of the verse, يَوْمَ يَفِرُّ الْمَرْءُ مِنْ أَخِيهِ وَأُمِّهِ وَأَبِيهِ وَصَاحِبَتِهِ وَبَنِيهِ. The day that the human being will run away from the parents, from their children, from his children, and from their brothers. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala make it easy for everyone. I'm appealing to everybody listening to this video. Don't forget your brothers and sisters in Islam. Number one, your dua. Ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to yarham, bless, and have mercy upon those who passed away. And may Allah make life easy for those who are displaced, who went through this catastrophe. I spoke with some of the Syrian refugees. Subhanallah, these people within 10 years, they have been gone through so much. And one of the ladies who didn't want to be on the camera, she said, Subhanallah, just recently we settled and we thought we're going to have a life. And then this happened again. Let's all go back to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, ask for forgiveness. Let's change our life. This could be you and me at any minute. So at least we tell Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala that this message you sent to us, we all are reflecting, are learning from it. And may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala use us all to serve Him and to serve His servants. Jazakumullah khairan.